All right. It is the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. I'd like to thank Sean Tubbles and everybody else in the engineering department. Big laugh for the whole room. I was complaining about the chair, which, by the way, is not a complaint directed at engineering. In no way was I disrespecting the engineering department, and in no way do I take them for granted. I've got what appears to be a plastic booster chair. Now affixed to my chair in here. Which is good, because the chair, it might actually work. The chair actually was a little low before. No.
How's the fit?
No, my enormous buttocks won't fit into this. Yeah, but no.
Maybe
but
one of your enormous buttocks will fit in there.
I can only get one buttock. Thank you. Your buttock talk automatically gets the Z.
You are too crazy with the sound effects.
Oh,
today,
because
mister.
We finally got them back. For the longest time, we didn't have. Yeah, this is really causing buttock pain. We weren't able to do sound effects for the longest time. We didn't have any hotkeys, and so now they're back.
Thank God.
All right. It's 503. Well, because it's that one especially is fascinating to me, because what it sounds like to me is either that he's right next to a train, which isn't like out of the question for that guy, that he's either standing right in the middle of the track as the train is approaching, standing Sweet Nell style right next to the clattering wheels of a train, or that really somebody is he's doing it from the back of a horse. So I don't know if he's, you know what I mean? Like they're sort of running alongside, and he's on the back of Paul Revere as they go through the streets.
That guy.
Crawford Cannonball.
Yes.
Going through at noontime.
I don't know. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's see. I've got all these emails here. Coming up later on, by the way, Lisa Goddard is going to be from CNN. We'll do It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, brand new one. And we've got this news pile to get to. What else? Top five AC/DC songs you don't ever hear on the radio, and some other. But we got this sport fight stuff to get to, because see, we've got this dude. As per Sarah's boyfriend's birthday, what hot girlfriend's boyfriend wouldn't want to take said hot girlfriend to take him to a face punching sausage fest?
We have plans.
And plans, schmans. This is violence.
It's his birthday.
He's a man. He'll want to go.
Yeah, but two of the things I love most about Nate: A, he doesn't like sports. B, doesn't play video games.
This is not a sport. Sport fight notwithstanding, it is more fight than sport, and he probably plays video games when you're not around.
Well, I think we already have plans.
This is station pride. What are you talking
sure.
about? Sarah needs to ask her boyfriend if he'd like to go. I'm sure he would, says this email.
Sure.
That's what I'm thought. You don't have to be there for the entire time.
It's
you know?
Not only his birthday, it's Electric Applesauce. It's two of my other good friends' birthdays, too. So we have this big party.
You know, there was like halfway through that sentence, you just kind of went crazy for a second.
It's called Electric Applesauce Weekend, and it's three of my...
Is this a drink?
No, I don't know. It's just the kind of a name that we made up. Because it's like,
I don't understand.
Three collective
what,
friends.
What does
birthdays.
It mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, you high?
It was like a rock band.
No, we weren't high.
Electric Applesauce isn't like not something activity you all engage in.
No.
Well, dancing suggestively to a Shania Twain song. This isn't the... It's not some sort of a beverage?
No, it's like a week of binge drinking.
How could that go wrong?
It's not like the choking game, is it?
Well, moving on.
Well, no, and Saturday is Nate's actual birthday.
How old is he going to be?
29.
See, it's his last gasp at youth.
Exactly. So why
he's
should
got,
I,
is
yeah.
Be, because it's going to be, because it's city versus suburbs. It's going to be the best thing ever. Look, we can say we all live in Southeast, except for Tim. We all live in the city. We're all holding it down for the streets and for our peeps.
Do you want to call him and talk to him?
I think
we have plans.
Okay. It's not like a 9-hour event. You don't have to be there the whole night.
But there's the parking.
When do your plans? This is the road.
That is
the Rose Garden. They'll have parking.
8 o'clock is right in the middle of like drinking time on a Saturday night.
Not on a Saturday night. You drink till like 2 a.m.
No, I'm old. I get up at 4 during the week. I
not
can't
on a
stay
Sunday. How late are you going to stay out on Saturday?
Oh, it's like midnight.
Okay, so I mean, this is you're there. Or sport fight starts at. I actually don't have the information in front of me. Let me see here. Here we go. Sport fight 15.
Yes.
You don't even know what sport fight is. You're saying no. You don't even know what it is. Describe sport fight for me now, Sarah.
It's like rollerball.
It's not like rollerball.
Oh.
I don't know, like when you guys punching each other.
Well, okay, so you do know what sport fight is, but that's not the point. Bada bing. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Rose. Okay. See, all. He's. And this is.
You're a guy, Rick. I don't want to see men punching each other.
His boyfriend. Okay, your boyfriend's birthday is not about you, little Miss
Nate's on the phone. You ask him. You're making this about you. You're making his birthday about you.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
It should be more about me than it is about you.
I'm entirely okay with it. I'm saying the people, look, there's going to be thousands of people there. Many of them are listeners.
Screaming fans.
These are the people. The people want to see you. You know, and I'm not asking you to fight. It's not like you have to get in the ring and fight somebody.
They get up at 4 o'clock in the morning just like me and see me every morning.
You know, this is not a very... somebody takes the audience for granted.
I am not taking the audience for granted. Rick...
Listen to this.
Birthday.
Now, listen. Portland's own Olympic silver medalist and ultimate fighting champion star Matt the Law Lindland and his partner, five-time UFC champion Randy the Natural Couture, proud to bring Sport 5 back to the Rose Garden, a night of unparalleled, Sarah, mixed martial arts. The pinnacle of athleticism and sportsmanship. It is the ultimate evolution of one-on-one combat.
Will people be thrown out of the ring?
No. Now, see, this is not... See, no. This is... here, okay... Here's what I'm going to do, and we'll take a few calls on this real briefly. Somebody out there, because I know I'm accused of having a biased viewpoint here. So someone describe. Let's get somebody here to describe. People often call it Ultimate Fighting. Ultimate Fighting is a different league. But this is, someone describe what this is, because I know everybody confuses, not everybody, many people confuse sports fight. With, you know, like a professional wrestling kind of a thing. Everybody thinks that, you know, not everybody, but people on the outside, they sort of think that's what that is. So, if somebody who has gone to a past sports fight event, I know we did the one, at the Mount Hood and all of that. So here's the number. It's 503-733-2970. So you call in, and if somebody is familiar with sport fight, call in and give Sarah kind of a description of what it is. And talk about it. That's all I'm saying. Because here's the other thing, is we got to get to this city versus suburbs thing. Because as part of the sport fight, they're doing all the other, you know, the amateur and the pro and all that. But they're doing this amateur bout where it's, you know, a guy from the city versus a guy from the suburbs. And the fact that they've asked us to pick those fighters, that they've come to this program.
Specifically.
They didn't go anywhere else. They didn't go into any other radio station. They didn't go to any other show. They came to us and they said, Rick, we know that your audience has hometown pride. We need you to find a guy from the city. We need you to help us find a guy from the suburbs. And we're going to read some of these entries that we've been getting too. So, and this is Nate on 4. All right, we'll get to him in just a second. All right. Let me go ahead and take call. Let me just take this first. Hi, Rick Emerson. Who's this?
Eric and Mike.
Mike, and have you gone to a sport fight event?
Yes, I have.
All right, now, can you lay it out for the people out there who don't know what this is?
Well, basically, it's like Ultimate Fighting, just minus the octagon.
That's what I'm seeing, the octagon, and that's the Ultimate Fighting. They have the, obviously, the eight-sided ring. And so it's like a mixed martial arts thing, right? So you get, you know, it's like when you're a boy and you have like a grasshopper fight like a praying mantis, or you have like a black ant fight a red ant or something. That's what this is.
Exactly.
It's where you
just
get
in a boxing ring.
Yeah, you get like a karate guy fighting a boxer, or you get like just like a wrestling guy fighting like some guy who just punches really hard.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. There you go. So, and again, city versus who doesn't want to? Come on, who doesn't want to see some guy from Portland City pound the snot out of some guy from the suburbs?
It sounds
could be
really
vice
fun.
Versa.
All right, you're not selling me. Is this Nate? Hey, Nate.
That's Nate. Hey.
Hi. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know, I was completely wrong. You know, when I think ant versus grasshopper, when I get one of those fights at the house, when I bring it inside, Sarah is right up front, yelling and screaming.
See,
before the ant or the grasshopper.
So now your birthday is next Saturday.
My birthday, yeah, April 8th.
All right.
The thing is, we got one rule around the house: don't miss Nate's birthday.
Yeah, well, see, but the.
It's true. It only comes once a year, Rick.
Okay. One time.
I'm saying I could acknowledge your birthday in front of thousands of people.
Oh.
I could say we want to thank Sarah, who for her boyfriend's birthday brought him to Sport Fight. Your presence, your birth would be honored, praised, acknowledged by thousands of people.
We got tons of people flying in for this thing.
I can't even believe.
His sister's flying from Wisconsin.
Oh, you've seen your sister your whole life. Three-day event, I'm talking an hour in the middle of a three-day event.
An hour. It takes an hour to get to the Rose Garden.
Oh, please.
Now your sister
and
hasn't
then finding the
bit.
Parking and stuff, right?
Okay, you are not...
And I'll hit a car if we go to the Rose Garden. I will. I've done it like four times.
He's done
it.
Take
public transportation.
Cars. I can't even believe that I have to lean on you to do a... To do something for the people.
Oh, my
for the
gosh.
Show.
I can't believe that you're pulling that out, that it's for the people.
It is for the people.
It's a fight. You'll have a great time. I just unfortunately have other plans.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to find a woman to replace Sarah for the night.
Fine.
I'm going to find
don't fight that.
And if she's hot, fine. And if she's not, I'm going to make sure to like doubly say that she's you. I'm going to find a huge woman with massive folds. And I'm going to say we want to thank Sarah X. Dillon for coming along today. And then she'll say, thank you. Do you want to dance? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find some different arm candy, and it's win-win
we'll be
for
the
me.
Hawthorne Hot 20.
That's what I'm saying. So, all right. Nate, well, happy birthday in advance. I'm sorry that you won't be with us because your girlfriend doesn't care about the people. All right, there. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank you.
All right, I'm putting you back on hold. There you go. All right, if you're a hot lady or a not-so-hot lady, like to accompany me, Rick Emerson. To be the object, to be...
You're making me feel bad. If it was Lara's birthday, you would do the exact same thing.
That's not true, and she knows it. That's not true, because I've had that fight numerous times. Look, let me ask you this. You're a girl. How can you miss the chance to be looked at by, like, 7,000 people? Isn't that like a genetic predisposition
That's
if you're going to be looked at?
That's why I'm on the radio. I don't want to be looked at by 7,000
That's
people.
Why I'm on TV. I don't want to be looked at by 7,000 people.
That's why she's on Coin 6.
Yeah, seriously.
Won't.
That's why you're on. That's why you're doing the TV news Monday... Oh, that was unkind.
That slipped out.
We'll take that out of post. All right, fine. We'll come back to this issue later. By the way, I would like to encourage women in the audience, though, if you would like to be the official arm candy of Rick Emerson.
So that's what I am to you. I'm not the button pusher. I'm arm candy.
Hey, you're not going. I can make you whatever I want. I can. If you're not going to be
okay,
there.
Okay, I be Sarah Still in the exotic dancer. You want to go, like, troll strip clubs?
We'll play some Shania Twain, get ourselves a gun. It's a good time. All I'm saying is, if you're not going to be there, I feel like it's up to me to create your role or what your role would have been. Your role will have either been arm candy or fat chick, depending on who wants to be involved.
Great.
What are these people calling about? Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Greg in Canby.
Hi, Greg. How are you today?
I am great.
Now, is Canby... Okay, here's the thing, and this is... We got to talk about this a little bit. I'll get to you in just one second, because... This Sport 515, and again, I'm a big fan of this. I've followed sport for a long time. I've gone to see it several times. I mean, and you know, the other sort of variations of this, like extreme fighting, ultimate fighting, dudes are into this, and that's why they came to us, because they know our people are into this. So,
but Rick, like I posted on your blog, this sounds like something the sales department came up with.
This is entirely something that Matt the Law Lindland is a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of him, and this is absolutely something that is homegrown. It is organic.
Okay, I'll buy that.
I am the biggest...
Rick Emerson is about drinking and boo.
And violence.
No.
Have you ever listened to the news hour on this program?
No, your listener parties, man. Your listener parties. Sarah's right. It's about drinking.
Here's the thing. Because a big component of this program, I have what my wife has agreed to call class issues. And...
Yes, I have class issues. Too.
So that is why when everybody was sitting around, they were brainstorming this, and as soon as somebody said city versus suburbs, it's like I'm there. And especially because it's not, I mean, these are going to be the people from the audience, people from the Rick Emerson listening base. How can you not be down with a guy from, you know, let's say southeast, you know, northeast, whatever, pounding on some guy from Tigard? How can you not be part of that?
Well, why don't we go up the evolutionary chain, you know, do Scrabble or spelling or math or something?
At the Rose Garden?
Seriously, I really do think... Are you sure that you're listening to the Rick Emerson Show? You're sure that's what you've been meaning to tune into? You're not looking for Terry Gross?
How about a drinking contest?
Well, that's something to write down for the future. That's going on the list. Hold on. Drinking contest. All right. So... I didn't even get to my question with him. So he's in Canby. So there, I have gotten these emails... And you can go to johnson970.com, by the way. There's the entry form there. And I'll read that entry form here in a second. So we're looking for one guy. I mean, we're going to take all the entries, and then we will eventually settle on... they will eventually settle on one guy representing the city, one guy representing the suburbs. And then they're going to punch it out in the ring. And it's not going to be a full-on thing. There's going to be the ref. They're going to have, you know, and I guess you'll have whatever, some guy there to stop it if somebody's teeth get knocked out. You know, whatever. Tim and I will be there. And many other thousands of people.
Rick, you know I care. If it was any other night.
I'm sorry? Did I hear someone? Tim,
oh.
Did you hear a noise?
Do not. You...
No.
Don't I have control over your microphone?
I'm just saying. I'm just making the ups. Anyway, but the... No, but... So, now I'll get these calls here in a second, but the... So, they have come to us and asked us to help pick a guy from the suburbs and a guy from the city. And first of all, let me make a couple observations about this. As many people have said via email, I strongly doubt that we're going to get anybody from the suburbs who mans up for this, as Ian Gordon would say. Because I think, I haven't seen it yet, but I think all the entrants so far, and it doesn't cost anything to enter, they'll outfit you, they'll make sure that they're going to run everything, it's all going to be handled professionally, right there in the Rose Garden. I don't think we've gotten anybody from the suburbs. I think everybody has been from the city. Because, like, here's a sample email. Okay, this is right here. I'm holding this in my hands. This is an actual online... I won't use his name, because I don't know if he wants us to give his full name out. But this is an actual entry, and you all can see that I am reading this verbatim.
Yes.
I'm not making this up. This is one of the online entries you can enter right now at johnson970.com. This is from our marketing woman, Gia. She says, here's James Blank's online entry. And then, we ask you to put in, your weight and your height and whatever. And you don't have to have fighting experience. You don't have to know martial arts. You can just be a guy who wants to punch something. This guy's a mechanic, which is perfect. He's fighting, of course, for the city. Wants to fight for the city. And he says, quote, because we ask you a little comments, like, what are your comments? Why do you want to do this? Really? He says here on his entry form, I hate Beaverton and Gresham. I would like nothing more than to be in prison and make a suburbanite my bitch. Therefore, I wish to fight for the city. See, you get that guy and a guy from Gresham in the ring, and you're like, go, baby. And there's some rules, but not a whole lot, okay? There's some holds barred, but not many. It's the best thing in the history of the world.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
It is brutal. Sometimes you end up doing it, it's just like guys spitting out strawberry chiclets. Not always, because there's a mouth protection thing, but sometimes it falls out. And then things go horribly wrong. Or right, depending on how you... Where am I going? Let's get them. Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from, Jamie?
Well, I'm calling from Portland right now. I live in Battleground, though.
Now, is Battleground...
A suburb.
That's a suburb?
That would be a suburb.
We were having a whole conversation earlier about where the suburbs begin, though. About what the cutoff point is. So you're in Battleground. Now, are you wanting to represent the suburbs?
Oh, definitely.
All right. So now, if I can just ask a few questions, and then we'll... I'll point you towards the website. I don't even know what I'm asking here. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
All right, now are you a big man?
No, I'm about 180. Well, right now I weigh 205, but my fighting weight's 185.
Fighting weight. Now, do you have fighting experience? It's not necessary, but do you have it?
Not in the ring.
Well, see, there you go.
That doesn't matter.
And you live in the suburbs, you're sure?
Yes, sir.
Really? How long have you lived? Were you born in the suburbs?
No, I was born in L.A., so...
Oh, well, that might explain it. Are you fighting? You're representing a set or a gang of some kind?
How is it
that you came to live in Battleground?
I work for an airline, and it just happened to be a nice place to get a very nice home.
All right. Let me ask you this. What is the last time you were in a fight?
About a month ago.
Really? Now, was this in a bar?
No.
Oh, come on. Where was it? Where was the fight?
It was on the side of the road.
Side of the road. How did the fight happen?
Somebody was just mouthing off, and I happened to be on my motorcycle. I'm usually a pretty calm and collective guy, but the guy got out of his car, and it just happened.
That's fantastic. Now, did you win the fight?
Yeah.
Excellent. Did he sustain damage?
No, just a bloody lip and...
Excellent.
The mother.
So now, do you believe, all things being equal, if you were to fight a guy from the city, do you believe you could take a city dweller?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Now you say you're, when it comes to fighting, you no martial art. You're just a guy. You just punch, and that you're basically just a.
I'm a striker. A striker and a grappler.
A what and a grappler?
A striker.
Oh, a striker.
I like to stand up fight. I like to give the people what they like to see.
See, and he's got crowd pizzazz. All right, fantastic. All right, so now, have you entered yet?
No.
Okay, Jamie, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your phone number just so we can follow up. But here's what you need to do. Go to johnson970.com.
All right.
Johnson970.com. You'll see a big logo. This is City versus Suburbs. You fill out the form, and it's all confidential and everything. It's like your name and phone number so we can get a hold of you. And then it just asks, like, oh, you know, what? Why do you want to do this? And which side? You, do you want to fight for City or Suburbs? And why? And whatever. And then here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some semifinalists. We're going to gather all of this, the semifinalists, and then Matt the Law Lindland from Sports Fight. They're gonna,
I know who he is.
Yeah, they're going to totally pick. They're going to boil it down. We're gonna have, we'll have some talk about it next week, and then we will end up with one guy representing the city, one guy representing the suburbs, and they'll fight it out next Saturday at Sport Fight at the Rose Garden.
Awesome.
All right, so, yeah, go to Johnson970. I'm going to put you on hold. Sarah's going to get your number.
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right. Let me get one more here, sir.
Now, these guys are going to be dressed up like an Indian headdress.
No,
or...
the distinction. Nobody's going to be riding in a hearse.
Okay.
Maybe riding out on one. This is the real deal, and this is the thing I had to talk to my wife about. I was trying to get Laura to watch it was one of the Ultimate Fighting bouts a while back, and she was like, I don't want to see some guy taking a steel chair to another guy, and I was like, no, this is like the real deal. And when we come back, actually, I'll read you the short list of things you're not allowed to do, and it is fairly short. Also, is this a former UFC winner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk to a former UFC winner from a couple years back. And again, if you want to register, you want to fight for either the suburbs or the city, you go to johnsonline70.com. Come back, we got more, plus top five AC/DC songs you never hear on the radio. We got the news pile. We're going to read that Whitney Houston crack story again, and the worst song you've ever heard, plus your phone call. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we'll get to some more of these calls. Sample email. Perhaps Sarah is not dating what we would call a real man.
Are you making that up?
I'm not. It's right here.
Oh, man.
All right. In a moment, we'll be back with the calls. We'll get the... Get some more of these calls about Sport Fight, about City versus Suburbs. So we've
got one.
You've got a guy from the suburbs. Like 800 people from the city. One guy from the suburbs so far. Although he did, sounded like he did whoop up on a guy last week. So, you know, we'll see. It's 503-733-2970. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in just a second here. And coming up later on, it's the worst song you've ever heard. And, top five AC/DC songs they don't ever play on the radio. Real fast, we got to do, later on, don't forget that real quickly, we got to do the Whitney Houston recap. We got the whole story next time. Let's go to, is that line four right there? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend from Washington, D.C., CNN radio correspondent, Lisa Goddard. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, what's up? Good.
Sarah's looking at me.
There wasn't a theme, was there?
The same theme we use for her every day. We've only had her on like 50 times.
Oh, is it Disney?
It's everything that's not Rube.
Okay.
Well, never mind. There we go. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. CNN Radio Corps. Sarah's drunk. It's not her fault.
Oh, you're just mad because I don't want to go to your sport fight thing.
Maybe. Hey, Lisa, what are you doing next Saturday? You want to go to, you want to see Sport Fight 15 at the Portland Rose Garden?
Oh, you know, this coming Saturday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday. What do you?
NCAA tournament. Come on, George Mason.
Oh, you just became so much cooler to all the guys in the audience right now. I was expecting the whole... washing the hair, you know, the car exploded, something. But, you know, NCAA, all right, never mind. I stand corrected.
And South Carolina's in the NIT still, too. Those are my teams.
Okay, I think your tote board is going way up. You're officially becoming the greatest news person ever. That's not the Tim Riley here. The reason I'm talking about this is because I can't really believe it's true. Is it true? That a congressperson from Georgia, what is the term they're using? Confrontation with a police officer, Cynthia McKinney, who's a Democrat from Georgia?
Yeah, that, well, it depends on who you hear the story from. Representative McKinney is saying there was some sort of confrontation that she says she regrets it happened.
Did she punch someone?
Saying she did anything. But, yes, a police union official tells CNN that she got irate because a Capitol Police officer stopped her as she went around a metal detector. That's something any representative in Congress has the right to do. She wasn't wearing her congressional pin, and the guards stopped her or tried to stop her, and then either touched her or grabbed her by the arm. And Representative McKinney, according to this police union spokesperson, told us that that she, you know, started yelling and hit the officer with her cell phone in the chest. Democrats say that's not true. That it really, she just turned around and
Boy, you know, a congressperson versus a security guard, I just don't know who to root for there. There's, I have no idea where I come down on that. But this is like that thing of Al Gore getting stopped at an airport security a couple years ago. Al Gore, they wouldn't let him through because they he didn't pass the metal detector. He didn't have his ID or something. Is there?
Yeah.
Is I mean, so if you are a government official of a certain level, you have the option of just not going through security?
It's only at the Capitol, and it's only for the House of Representatives and Senate.
Ah.
And Capitol police officers are trained to recognize by sight each representative and each senator. But, you know, that's 535 people.
Well, and, you know, maybe she had Botox or something, though.
Yeah, but, you know, Cynthia McKinney is a very recognizable figure. Even people who don't know many people in the House know her well. But she obviously was very offended when she was stopped, and she reacted. And it's not clear exactly how she reacted, but that's what the hubbub is about.
Speaking of hubbub, this amnesty story continues to roll on, the immigration story, because, and I'm reading now from the story where it says Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said Wednesday he will oppose a proposal allowing 11 million undocumented immigrants to work towards legal status, which he says is a plan most Americans would see as amnesty. And my question, how is that not amnesty? If you're 11 million people here, you're 11 million strong, you're illegal, and then they're going to sort of gradually wave this wand and make you not illegal. That kind of just is amnesty, isn't it?
You know, a lot of Republican senators like Senator Frist are making that same argument that you are. But on the other side, they're saying, you know, amnesty is sort of if you, okay, we're going to just snap our fingers and all is forgiven, you're a citizen. They're saying their proposal, according to those who are making it, is actually difficult, that it would require any illegal immigrant to even get on the path to citizenship. They would have to be here for, I believe, 6 years, working continuously, could not have a break in work, would have to pay a $2,000 fine, have a criminal background check, and they would have to document that they're learning English. Once that 6 years was over, then they would go to the very back of the line for immigration. So, and usually that line could take up to another 6 years to become an immigrant. So in all, it would probably take an illegal immigrant from, if this went into effect today, it would probably be a 10 or 11 year process and cost them $2,000. Proponents say that's not amnesty. They say it's just a practical way of trying to figure out who these people are and make them legal, law-abiding, and productive citizens.
And it's
of course, it's really on the terminology. A lot of people say, as you do, that they still feel like it is some form of amnesty.
And is that only for illegal immigrants that are here now?
It's actually for illegal immigrants who can prove that they were here before in 2004 or earlier. So those who came after 2004 would not be eligible.
All right. Excellent. All right, Lisa Goddard, CNN radio correspondent. We thank you.
Sure.
All right, there you go. That's Lisa Goddard, ladies and gentlemen. 503-733-2970. Sarah's giving me the stink eye.
I can't believe you told the CNN correspondent I was drunk.
like it's out of the question? I'm sorry.
It is 1:30 in the afternoon.
I'm sorry. I should have said that you have pink eye. Bada bing. Wait. Should have said that you have pink eye. See. All right. Let's get to these calls. We're talking about this sports fight 15, which is happening next week. In fact, Matt the Law Lindland is going to be in studio next Wednesday, and then Randy Couture will be in studio on Thursday. I'll read these emails about Sarah's boyfriend. I'm just reading them off the page. The reason that you won't, and how ironic that the reason you won't go to sport fight is because of a man, so-called. We'll get this other call. Let's start. We'll get both of these guys here in a row. Paul,
Yes.
How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm glad to hear you guys back on the air, too.
Thank you.
Hey, I won the trip to the Ultimate Fighting Championship a couple years ago down in Vegas.
Is that the one we gave away?
That's the word that was.
How was it?
That was awesome. My friend and I got to go down for a day and enjoy that. It was great. I watched all the UFCs and everything, and I've been to two sport fights. And for everybody who says, oh, it's not a real sport or anything, or it's not real, go ahead and go watch one or watch it on TV, and you'll change your mind.
Oh, it's fantastic to watch, but, I mean, it is brutal. I tried once to get my wife to watch it, and she lasted about 5 minutes into one fight. She's just like, I have to get out of here. She's like, I can't watch this. So
my wife loves it.
Yes.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
As far as the... that guy who called up talking trash about all these guys in the suburb, I live out in Gresham now.
Yeah.
Anytime he would like to step up, I would have no problem.
Now, listen. Now, does that sound like a man who's offering to throw his hat into the ring?
That's not a problem.
Oh, okay. So you're offering to represent for the suburbs?
I will.
Okay, so here's the deal. So the Sportify guys have asked us to help pick these people. So we're going to take all the entries, and I think it's through midnight Sunday. I think Sunday at midnight is the last moment you can enter. And then we'll go to semifinals, and then Matt the Law Lindland, he will pick the finalist. He'll pick the person who represents both the city and the suburbs. So, okay, so here's what you got to do, Paul. You got to go to johnson970.com. You fill out the whole form there. It's all height, weight, and all that stuff. And then you tell us why, you know, who you want to fight for, city or suburbs, and why.
Okay, what's the cutoff line as far as boundary-wise? Not that I care. But
What do you mean? Oh, you mean city? You mean as well? We were talking about that earlier about where do the suburbs start? Sarah, you said it was like 1/22nd or something.
Well, I don't know for sure because I'm not a native Portland resident, but
I'd
just rather go for the suburbs just because that guy talking so much trash.
Just because you want to bring it for the land of Applebee's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
Well,
okay.
I mean, since it is called something else, if it's like Gresham, wouldn't that not be Portland?
I don't know. Well, no. Where do you live?
I live in downtown Gresham. I grew up outside of. Way out.
Well, I think it's about where you live now. So, I mean, so Gresham has a different name. So
it has
it's a
different
suburb.
Name. Anything with a different name is a suburb.
All right. So, Paul, you got to go to johnson970.com and you will throw your hat into the ring there and you may end up, at the Rose Garden in front of X thousand people, fighting for the honor of Gresham.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. There you go. That's Paul. It's 503. Imagine. 503-733. I am here to fight for the honor of Gresham.
Hey, those are tough people. That's where it snows more than any place else in the Portland metro area. Wow. And they brave that every year.
There was actually a guy who emailed earlier, and he wanted to know. He said that Gresham was, and this is him saying it on me, he said that because Gresham was grimy, that it should qualify as the city. He's like, well, it should qualify as Portland because it's grimy and grubby.
Well, no, it's just a big truck stop.
That's Tim Riley who said that. We'll get one more, and then we'll go to the city desk here. I know we're running late, but we'll get this. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm all right.
What's up, Chris?
I was born and raised in Alola, and I'm a 340-pound, 6'4" guy.
Uh-huh.
And I want to do it, but are you guys going to have another time that you guys do this, or are you guys...
Oh, wait. Are you going out with Nate next Saturday? Is that the deal? You can't make it next Saturday?
Well, I'm feeling soft right now.
Well, how much do you weigh?
I'm 340. I'm softer, guys.
That is soft. Yes, that's you're probably not just feeling soft.
Well, I'm pretty firm at 295. I just had a lackadaisical year so far.
You're probably not going to be able to drop those 45 pounds by next Saturday.
You'd be surprised. I do a lot of heavy lifting.
I don't. Okay. I don't want to know. Well, you know, here's the thing.
I can toss a brother around pretty good.
Now we did. Now, where do you live? You live in Alola?
I was born in Alola, and I now live in Beaverton.
All right, so you would again be...
That's a step up. That's a step
technical
up.
Definition of a suburban.
Well, yeah, we are getting a lot of suburban people who want to fight for the suburbs. So here's the thing. We had talked about other rivalries, and again, city versus suburbs, I think, was the thing they went with because it's easy to roll off the tongue, and everybody understands what it means. I think somebody had said east versus west. Somebody talked about that. Somebody talked about
gay.
So I don't know. So the upshot is that we may be doing another one of these at some point in the future. I don't know. Who knows? The sport fight guys, they love us. We love them. So we may be doing it at a future point, though. But you should definitely.
It looked like a miniature Big Show, if you know who Big Show
is. I do. So a miniature. How tall are you?
Everybody says that. I'm 6 foot four.
6 foot four, 340. You are a wall of man, though. You're a whole lot of man.
I'm huge. I'm the biggest guy on the block, every block I go to. So.
Dude, just one punch from you with 340 of, you know, pounds behind it, you might be able to take a guy down.
About five of them so far.
Well, okay. Well, see, you got to go. Well, see, come on. This is it. You got
punchers.
Well, there you go. You got to sign up.
And I got a Swiss kick to me, too.
Dude, you got to sign up. 340 pounds, you got to sign up.
He could probably make like a Geo into an accordion.
I'm telling you.
Well, if you covered my medical costs, I'd do it. I'm thinking if you gave me another month or so, I'd be ready to go.
No, you're going to be signing many, many forms before you do this. Let me assure you. There's going to be many, many documents with your signature on them before the fight starts. All right. Well, do me a favor.
I just don't want to be liable for the damage.
That you won't be. You will not be. You won't be liable for whatever you do to the other guy.
So I can pick him up and slam him?
Well, let me just say this. I'm not a lawyer. Go to Johnson970.com. There are all the rules, all the regulations, and you can sign up right there. If you decide to do it this time, great. If not, but go check out the website, and it has all the information for you, my friend.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, spread the word. All right, there you go.
Well, the Rose Garden's a pretty sturdy building anyway.
340, man. He was talking about liability. I say he's afraid he's going to kill the other guy. Well, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I go home in one piece regardless, I think. We'll get to whoever this is here, and we'll get some more email, all that. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. Kidnapped American reporter Jill Carroll has been freed in Iraq. Then three members of a Sacramento, California family have been hospitalized with signs of liver failure, apparently caused by eating poisonous mushrooms. Sacramento County officials have so far been unable to determine how the family got the mushrooms, as the family is Armenian and no one speaks English. Dr. Maurizio Bucciani has been treating the family members in San Francisco.
They pick them thinking they are the good mushrooms they used to pick in their own country. And then when they consume those mushrooms, they realize they actually made a mistake, essentially. An expert really to determine which are good and which are not so good.
As soon as the blackened bile begins shooting out, you realize you've made a...
They ate death cap mushrooms by mistake.
Death cap mushrooms. Look, if ever there was... I'm going to skip the... There's a death cap for cutie joke there, and I'm not going to do it. Doesn't Kristen from accounting... She's Armenian, right?
I believe so, yes.
Hey, if you speak Armenian, Kristen, we could use your hep here with it. Because nobody... How hard can it be to find an Armenian? They're everywhere.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
President Bush is in Mexico for trilateral talks. Sure he is, with Mexican President Vicente Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. With the issue of illegal immigration expected to dominate the talks, David Letterman has another theory on the purpose of the Bush attendance.
President Bush right now, he's in Cancun, Mexico. He's down there looking for tequila of mass destruction.
Oh, well, that's terrible. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry that you had to say that. That's even... Okay, let's never talk about that joke.
Well, let's talk about crime of the heartland, shall we? It's becoming epidemic. The kidnapping and assault trial of Travis Fay continues in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and the case could go to jury today. Fay's wife testified yesterday that her husband told her to stop crying and take her punishment when she disobeyed him.
She said that I didn't respect him during the day, and I made decisions without him.
Jesus.
And he was going to be in control at night. And I wouldn't be able to stop him.
This isn't the blowtorch guy, is it?
No, this is a different guy. This is from Iowa.
Where? Oh, but they're the salt of the earth out there.
No.
There's no crime in red states. They're God's people.
They're honest all the time.
No, George Bush's people. They're
well, this
than
is
we
a
are.
Seamy underbelly of things we don't. This talk is a about.
Someone needs to alert Grace Matulius. A little literary reference for you there.
David Lee Roth will return Friday, a CBS spokesperson says.
Thank God.
Contrary to erroneous reports.
Thank God.
Erroneous reports. David Lee Roth has not been let go. He is on his way back from Miami. I guess he's driving, not taking the plane.
All right.
And scheduled to return to the air on Friday.
That was close. I was worried there for a second.
His unscheduled day off on Wednesday certainly didn't help the rumor mill.
He gets pink eye.
According to his website, he's in Miami, reportedly attending the Winter Music Conference.
What would David Lee Roth possibly have to say at a... Does anybody have bus fare? What is it he'd be saying there exactly?
I have no idea.
No, I'm David Lee Roth. No, dance the night away. Hello? Anyone? That's it. That's Roth. All right, are we, is that it?
We do have one more important thing here. After a three-year run, Myrtle Beach's homegrown airline, Hooters Air, is bowing out of regular air service. The airline will cease to exist on April 17th and will run only private charters out of North Carolina. The airline has approximately 350 employees in Winston-Salem. Some will be laid off, about 5 Myrtle Beach employees, including ground and ticket agents, also laid off. Hooters Air departure could affect prices at some airports. There is no good news to report. Hooters Air is doomed.
Okay, wait. I like anything that ends in doomed, because that's always like there's a curse on that mine. You're doomed. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me flex my morning show muscles here. Who's ready for a little morning show humor?
I am.
Sarah's ignoring us.
Unless you're in South Beach.
Are you ready for some morning show humor?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go. Tim, why don't you just read the beginning of that Hooters Air story again?
After a three-year run, Myrtle Beach's homegrown airline, Hooters Air, is bowing out of regularly scheduled air service.
You can always spot those Hooters planes because the wings are covered in ranch. See? Now, oh, come on, you a-holes. Bob and Tom did that for like 5 years in this market. Not anymore. Haven't they been replaced by smooth jazz?
Probably.
Isn't that what that station is now? Whatever the hell station Bob and Tom were on. Isn't that what they were called? Bob and Tom?
Who's Bob and Tom?
Bill and Tim?
I don't know.
It's some other morning show where it's like guy's name and guy's name.
Don't know. I'm not listening. I'm usually watching Coin 6 in the morning.
Well, I guess no one was. Okay. That's just sort of a sad Z. Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Yeah,
I'm going to take that away from you.
The Z? No one can stop the Z. It's the Z.
You're abusing it.
I'm not. I haven't had it for so long,
okay,
baby.
Today.
All right. I just sound so whipped sometimes. All right. Well, we'll get to these calls in a second. We're talking about that Sports Fight 15, which is going to be next Saturday, April 8th. Tickets available at where are the tickets available? Tickets available at the Rose Quarter box office, et cetera. And so we're going to talk to Matt the Law Lindland next week. Randy Couture is going to be in, but you go to the website, we're talking about that. So it's been all suburban guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten a single, all the entries so far had been city guys. So it's all been suburban guys now. And I'll read through the, what you can't do. Like the ways that you can't punch a guy. We'll get to that. Let's see. Let's get this email from, this is from Aaron, Geek in the City.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Subject line of this email is Sarah's mangina. Rick, perhaps Sarah's not dating what we would call a real man. Perhaps Sarah's been tainted by the cool kids in television and no longer wishes to be seen with us bottom feeders within the Rick Emerson Show, a show that is by, for, and with the people. Even I, says Aaron, a dice-tossing, Trek-quoting, action-figure-collecting, sport-event-hating man, must give in to my Neanderthal ways and partake in the pummeling of dudes at Sport Fight. I will be there, he says, keeping it real for my peeps in the 213. Let Sarah and her emo man go out and have a good night of cherries and lace or whatever the hell they're calling it. We, the Emerson audience, will watch the blood spray and the teeth fly. Aaron, all man, all geek in the city.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
That's pretty brave of Aaron, because he knows Nate.
Nate will cut you.
I know.
Nate will cut you and dance in your blood. all right, so we're going to get these calls. Do we have to break here in a second?
Probably.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll break, and then we'll come back, and I will read the things you're not allowed to do in this mixed martial arts contest. It was Sport 515, they're going to be featuring the city versus suburbs.
Like throwing salt in people's eyes?
Yes. That also. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
A couple things about... I'm doing good, by the way. A couple things about the sport fight.
Yeah.
To make it more the Rick Emerson listener party style,
yeah.
Sport Fight 16, same rules apply, drunk chicks.
Okay, I can see that. And then...
That would get your listeners there.
Or maybe they're like a chick where it's like a strip sport fight. Where,
that
like, every time you take a blow to the head, you gotta remove an article of clothing.
Even better. Right. Better. tickets on sale there for the...
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Craig. It's amazing. Thank you for asking. Tickets are, let's see. Tickets on sale at all at the Rose Quarter box office, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays at all Safeway outlets, rosequarter.com, or follow by calling 877-79-ROSE. Yes.
And one more thing. Being from the Southeast, not that I could actually get in and fight because I'm a geek and a fat one at that, but where does Jolie hail from?
I don't know the answer to that. Where is Jolie?
Would you say Jolie's a suburbanite? Maybe we could get her in the ring.
I know she lives in the city now.
She lives in the city. I don't know. I don't know anything about. You know, every time I think I know her. Something about Jolie, it's wrong. You know what I mean? I thought she was kind of a soccer mom type, and then I found out she's all gothy and whatnot.
No,
I thought she was Jewish. Find out she's Catholic. I every time I think I know something about that girl, she's.
We went hot air ballooning one day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You and Jolie went hot air balloon. I forgot all about that. Yeah, I don't know. Sarah and I are going to have lunch with her sometime because we've been trying to track her down.
I know. Jolie and I used to have movie nights like once every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't even know where she is. She emailed me. She's like, she wants to get together and do a thing. But I don't know. She's working. She's somewhere now. I don't know
where
she is.
She has a real job.
Yeah, she and Clyde are hoping to steer the kids of tomorrow. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
All right, there you
go. I don't know how people get those real jobs.
I don't know how I'm qualified for anymore.
I was talking to somebody about this last night, a friend of mine who is unemployed and has what we'll call a very specific skill set.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, where do people get these normal jobs? I don't even know how Clyde got it.
I just got a follow-up from a temp agency I went to. Saying,
finally.
How are we doing? You're doing terrible. How was our follow-up? Non-existent. How about the person that you dealt with? I never heard from her again. Would you recommend anyone to work for us? No.
when is the last time everybody here had a real job? Tim?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, never mind. Huh? Sarah?
I don't think I've ever had a real job. Well, I've been like a waitress and...
You were a barista a few years ago.
Yeah, when I first moved here, I worked at Starbucks when I was interning.
Even that's like 4 years ago, though.
Yeah, you'll and then before that, I was a bartender. Yeah.
I was the all-night desk clerk at a motel and I was robbed. That was my last real job.
Yeah, I had
that a... That was 1998.
What year is this? 2006?
Mm-hmm.
So me also, in 1998, I was an all-night clerk at a 7-Eleven. And I was robbed, not at gunpoint. Some kids I had a bunch of kids like run in one day and a guy's like, don't do nothing. And his friends grabbed a bunch of beer and ran away with it. And I'm like, have it. I don't, minimum wage here. Nothing. You want the cash? Take the cash. How about these little crack vials? I mean, it's like, I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. Yeah.
You don't care about those jobs.
There's a certain amount of panic though when it comes with this kind of job because after we lost our job, it's like, what can we do?
I have no skills.
Exactly. I'm like, I can talk. That's about it.
I can accomplish nothing. Yeah,
I locked myself in my home office, and I did a website and a podcast every day.
Seriously, that's it, man. And it's like you go to apply for a real job. And it, I remember like being in California, like when Laura and I lived in San Diego. And she, you know, she has two, now three college degrees. She has spent 9 years in college. She can get a job. She could run the country. She could, you know, she could work at NASA, probably. Doesn't matter. And it's like, we were there, and like, within a day, she had like, had her choice of job. She had like, a real job within 48 hours. She was bringing home money within a week. I'm at home, you know, watching St. Elsewhere reruns and making pithy comments to myself, lying to myself that I'm keeping my skills active.
I know I have to empty the trash at some point today.
And it's like my only real skills, like I wanted to go to a company and go, look, do you just need a guy to stand in the lobby and maybe entertain people who come in and are waiting? Like I could, you know, what if I just wander around the office with a coffee cup making observations about things? And, hey, I could be that guy who stands near the water cooler and gets the water cooler talk going on Monday. Hey, and then he'd be like, okay, we'll call you if we have any... You know, and I would, that's it. Never hear again.
Nope.
Kristen in accounting says, yes, I am proud of my Armenian heritage. But no, there are not many here in the Pacific Northwest, like Indians. There is a plethora of Armenians in California, my own hometown of Worcester. She always says
Worcester.
But it's not spelled Worcester. It's spelled Worcester.
I know, but it's pronounced Worcester.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I know two phrases in Armenian. Hello, how are you? And give me a kiss. I think, there's a joke there, but I don't even know if I...
I'm not going to
say
it.
I was going to say, you know, blah, 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 get her drunk enough. Those are the only two phrases she needs. Blah, 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 blah. But see, it's not even... I don't even know if it's true. It's beneath me. What? What are you looking at?
You've used that same line like 16 times today.
What?
Like, well, I was going to say, I think you really desire to be an early morning DJ.
I could do mornings. I'm not unworthy. I can be funny, too. I can be on a bus board.
You're on the wrong coast.
I'm an American genius. All right. I can have a fish tank sound effect over and over again on my show. All right. No, I don't want to. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's take one more, then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. I'm actually calling. I've heard you cut Gresham down about twice in the last week and a half.
That was Tim.
No, big fella.
No, you're right. That was Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, what do you hear at night when you're sleeping? Is it gunshot sirens or what?
No, it's the sound of my windows being shattered by thugs. Dude, I got I told this story last week. I got up to take the it's like 11 o'clock, right? I take the dog out.
Yeah.
I go to take the dog outside, and there are four cop cars parked in the street in front of my house, blocking all the traffic, and two other cops on foot, and they're walking slowly up and down, shining their flashlights, and they're doing that thing where they hold the flashlight at the front so they can club you with it. And that's my neighborhood, so...
You need to cut more on Estacada. Now that is backwards.
Instacada, yeah.
You bet.
I don't think we ever get a call from there, ever.
No, I don't think they have phones out there. Yeah, and the phones are all just clogged with 911 calls.
Well,
anyway.
No, they have a phone.
The phones are all... you got Lily Tomlin plugging everything in. No, the phone is a whole lot of, yeah, my friend was drunk and throwing bricks in the air, you know, and it's like that's there's no time for leisure calls out there. Where do you live?
I live in Gresham, out right on the outskirts.
Many of our suburban would-be suburban combatants have been from Gresham today.
Well, I do it, but I value my teeth and my children.
No, you get to wear a plastic thing. Of course, sometimes you choke on that. All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
All right, there you go.
Drowned in your own blood.
No one drowns in their own. The views of Tim Riley about Sport Fighter do not. No one drowns in their own blood.
I was thinking of a different one. It wasn't this one specifically. I know we're going to exercise every safety precaution imaginable.
Yes. Sarah, we're going to break now. Hi, how are you? Now we're just getting boyfriending quotes all the time. All right. We come back. We're going to read what you're not allowed to do at Sport Fight. Everything else on the table. We also got It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, Top 5 AC/DC Songs You Never Get to Hear. We'll go back to the city desk with Tim Riley. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Mother Love Bone, don't go anywhere.